10. The Ultimate Adventure. The Senior Master Architect has the oversight of the 7 cores of the Finality, and they are 1. The cores of mortal Finaliters. 2. The cores of Paradise Finaliters. 3. The cores of Trinitized Finaliters. 4. The cores of conjoined Trinitized Finaliters. 5. The cores of Havona Finaliters. 6. The cores of Transcendental Finaliters. 7. The cores of Unrevealed Sons of Destiny. Each of these destiny cores has a presiding head, and the 7 constitute the Supreme Council of Destiny on Paradise. And during the present universe age, Grand Fanda is the chief of this supreme body of universe assignment for the children of ultimate destiny. The gathering together of these 7 Finaliter cores signifies reality mobilization of potentials, personalities, minds, spirits, absonites, and experiential actualities that probably transcend even the future master universe functions of the Supreme Being. These 7 Finaliter cores probably signify the present activity of the Ultimate Trinity engaged in mustering the forces of the finite and the absonite in preparation for inconceivable developments in the universes of outer space. Nothing like this mobilization has taken place since the near times of eternity, when the Paradise Trinity similarly mobilized the then existing personalities of Paradise and Havona and commissioned them as administrators and rulers of the projected 7 superuniverses of time and space. The 7 Finaliter cores represent the divinity response of the grand universe to the future needs of the undeveloped potentials in the outer universes of future eternal activities. We venture the forecast of future and greater outer universes of inhabited worlds, new spheres peopled with new orders of exquisite and unique beings, a material universe sublime in its ultimacy, a vast creation lacking in only one important detail, the presence of actual finite experience in the universal life of ascendant existence. Such a universe will come into being under a tremendous experiential handicap: the deprivation of participation in the evolution of the Almighty Supreme. These outer universes will all enjoy the matchless ministry and supernal over-control of the Supreme Being, but the very fact of His active presence precludes their participation in the actualization of the Supreme Deity. During the present universe age, the evolving personalities of the grand universe suffer many difficulties due to the incomplete actualization of the sovereignty of God the Supreme. But we are all sharing the unique experience of His evolution. We evolve in Him and He evolves in us. Sometime in the eternal future, the evolution of Supreme Deity will become a completed fact of universe history, and the opportunity to participate in this wonderful experience will have passed from the stage of cosmic action. But those of us who have acquired this unique experience during the youth of the universe will treasure it throughout all future eternity. And many of us speculate that it may be the mission of the gradually accumulating reserves of the ascendant and perfected mortals of the cores of the Finality, in association with the other 6 similarly recruiting cores, to administer these outer universes in an effort to compensate their experiential deficiencies in not having participated in the time-space evolution of the Supreme Being. These deficiencies are inevitable on all levels of universe existence. During the present universe age, we of the higher levels of spiritual existences now come down to administer the evolutionary universes and minister to the ascending mortals, thus endeavoring to atone for their deficiencies in the realities of the higher spiritual experience. But though we really know nothing about the plans of the architects of the Master Universe respecting these outer creations, nevertheless, of 3 things we are certain. 1. There actually is a vast and new system of universes gradually organizing in the domains of outer space. New orders of physical creations. Enormous and gigantic circles of swarming universes upon universes far out beyond the present bounds of the peopled and organized creations are actually visible through your telescopes. At present, these outer creations are wholly physical. They are apparently uninhabited and seem to be devoid of creature administration. 2. For ages upon ages there continues the unexplained and wholly mysterious paradise mobilization of the perfected and ascendant beings of time and space, in association with the 6 other finiliter cores. 3. Concomitantly with these transactions, the Supreme Person of Deity is powerizing as the Almighty Sovereign of the Super Creations. As we view this triune development, embracing creatures, universes, and deity, can we be criticized for anticipating that something new and unrevealed is approaching culmination in the Master Universe? Is it not natural that we should associate this age-long mobilization and organization of physical universes on such a hitherto unknown scale in the personality emergence of the Supreme Being with this stupendous scheme of upstepping the mortals of time to divine perfection, and with their subsequent mobilization on paradise in the course of the finality, a designation and destiny enshrouded in universe mystery? It is increasingly the belief of all universa that the assembling cores of the finality are destined to some future service in the universes of outer space, where we already are able to identify the clustering of at least 70,000 aggregations of matter, each of which is greater than any one of the present superuniverses. Evolutionary mortals are born on the planets of space, pass through the Marantia worlds, ascend the spirit universes, traverse the Havona spheres, find God, attain paradise, and are mustered into the primary cores of the finality, therein to await the next assignment of universe service. There are 6 other assembling finality cores, but Grand Fanda, the first mortal ascender, presides as paradise chief of all orders of finiliters. And as we view this sublime spectacle, we all exclaim, what a glorious destiny for the animal origin children of time, the material sons of space. Jointly sponsored by a divine counselor and one without name and number, authorized so to function by the ancients of days on Uversa. These 31 papers depicting the nature of deity, the reality of paradise, the organization and working of the central and super universes, the personalities of the grand universe, and the high destiny of evolutionary mortals, were sponsored, formulated, and put into English by a high commission consisting of 24 Arvontan administrators acting in accordance with a mandate issued by the ancients of days of Uversa, directing that we should be this on Urantia, 606 of Satania, in Narlaciadec of Nebudon, in the year AD 1934.